The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now with breaking news. I'm so enthusiastic this morning. Paul Hill, equity analyst, full-time investor. You all right, fella?
Yeah, morning, Justin.
I got to say, on Slack there, you said, we've got to talk about this. It's amazing news. Breaking news from Avacta. It's very big news. Big news. Huge news. Let's get it out there. I love your enthusiasm. Did you have any sleep last night, Paul?
Well, I'll tell you, mate. This is absolute. We've talked about it on our fortnightly video cast, that what the world needs in terms of sort of context is a breakthrough vaccines. It needs blockbuster testing and also needs therapeutics. And I think this morning we could well have got news on a game-changing testing development that's come out of Avacta.
Yeah, it's Avacta's lateral flow test, antigen lateral flow test. It's been passed all high clinical validation for their platform. So explain what this is, essentially. What does it mean?
What it basically means at the moment, the UK. Let's just use the UK as an example, yeah. But it equally applies the rest of the world, and I'll come on to that later. But in the UK, we're currently doing, as of Sunday, I was just looking at the stats. We did 1.5 million lateral flow tests in the UK. That was before the schools went back, and before, I believe, Boris Johnson has offered everybody in the country the ability to have two lateral flow tests each week. But what we've got with this, the standard of testing so far, is that the lateral flow tests we're currently using are okay.
Yeah.
They don't have that many false positives, apparently, but they have lots of false negatives. And what that means is if somebody is infectious, and what you get is that when you catch COVID, then you have an incubation period. And in that incubation period, you can carry it and transmit it, okay? And the answer to that is, unfortunately, is a lot of the rapid flow tests fail to pick up that. And why is that important even after we've had vaccinations? Well, frankly, what it happens is if you get a nasty variant circulating the country that's incubating, you don't want people transmitting it and making it infectious, because it's going to basically potentially harm people who have even been vaccinated. So what we need is a super accurate, sensitive and specificity test, i.e. that actually identifies accurately false positives, but all the positives, true positives, and accurately, importantly, true negatives. And this is the result that has come out from Avacta. It basically said this morning it's got, I think it was a 98%
clinical sensitivity for samples, yeah.
Yeah, 98% on the true positives, but 99% on the true negatives. I mean, that is just flabbergastingly good. I mean, what that says, it's balanced, i.e. it does both, and it does it within 20 minutes, which is, again, better than the standard of care, which is 30 minutes. And then equally, as I just know from when I've spoken to CEO Alistair Smith before, it's easier to use because it uses the anterior part of the nasal passage rather than having to jam a swab really deep into your nose or to the back of your tonsils to be able to get a sample. So it's much easier for things like children to use as well. So this wins on all three of those counts, i.e. on accuracy, ease of use, and on speed. And what was also really interesting was that they did this in a European site in the testing and challenged against two other existing lead tests, and it had better results, better accuracy than those two tests. And why I think also it's significant in Europe is because we come down to the CE mark when it comes to commercialization. This is clearly something that Europe desperately needs. The UK needs it, but the Europeans will bite your arm off for it, because they're struggling to vaccinate their country. I mean, they want to get their economy up and operational like we do, and they want to allow people to go on holiday and to socialise, to go out to restaurants, and they can't because they're in lockdown at the moment. So what we're going to need going forward is a rapid, super accurate, easy to use lateral flow test. And if I've seen anything which has come out of the results, you know, this morning, this is it.
Do they have Avacta, are they at the forefront of this? Do they have a lot of competition in this area now, or what?
Yeah, of course they do. They have lots of competitions, but they are the best in class. They
That's just proved.
From this trial from two. They did a challenge test against two other, and they had better accuracy. And what it does, we're almost saying 100, and Alistair mentions it in the announcement, for what is clinically defined as somebody who is infectious, they were actually... they were actually had 100%. Sensitivity or accuracy of 100% for all that. So what we're saying is that if you want to go out to a nightclub, a bar, or you want to go and watch a sporting event or whatever like that, you can absolutely test everybody going through that gate within 20 minutes or before they arrive, whatever like that, that they are not infectious. They might still be infected. That's still a possibility. But when it comes to transmitting, they're not going to transmit. So it means the safety of other people who are attending that event or at work is going to be assured. And that's why it's important, is that it gets the economy working again. It gets people socialising, holidaying, partying, going out and enjoying themselves. And just the volume of this, yeah? I mean, when the schools go back, we say we're doing 1.5 million lateral flow tests a day, as of Sunday. The schools go back, that's 20 million a week, potentially, of lateral flow tests, plus any others. And the next steps are to get CE marking.
I was going to say, wait, how fast can they commercialise this now? What happens?
I'm sure the government, having seen these results, want to get it as fast as possible. The partner they're using is MoLogic, who frankly already have CE marking and have already used and manufacturing the Clear Blue pregnancy test. They know how to do this. That these guys are not sort of like, you know, just Johnny come latelys. These are a very big and established firm who know how to manufacture it. So the next step is just to finish off that CE marking and then to really launch into commercial. And it all depends on how quickly they can ramp up. But I mean, Alistair in the announcement said he's looking for sales. I mean, you know, maybe in May after the CE marking straight away, which says to me, even though there was no contracts announced, that there's a lot of people of interest. I'm sure the government would take millions of these, would take more volume of this, because it's a British company and most of the lateral flow tests, I understand, currently are being imported. They'll take it from day one, as much volume as they can, as long as they can guarantee the manufacturing is consistent and the results are consistent going forward. And this is the key. The results and the accuracy are absolutely there. And the other bit of significance, which is great, it absolutely showcases the efficacy of Avacta's Affimer and reagent technology to the world, that this works as a diagnostic, as a world-leading, best-in-class diagnostic. I mean, you can't get better publicity than this. And as I say, I think they could sell probably every single lateral flow test that they can produce because the big benefits that this says to me, and this is why I think it's a game changer, is it's got almost 100% rate of accuracy for true negatives. That's meaning, for if you're infectious, we can guarantee that you're not, you're not infectious. Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant. Okay, that allows people to go into stadiums. It's easier to use and it's quicker. I can't. What more do you need?
Yeah, and do you know what stands out, actually? The pressure now on the government to get the economy open. Did you see that Keir Starmer thing yesterday with that pub landlord?
Yeah.
Had a real go at him, saying, listen, we are safe, get out of my pub and all that stuff. You can see the anger, the pent-up anger with business owners. They want to open the economy, and this is the kind of... these kind of tests would help that, wouldn't it? You know?
That was the Peggy Mitchell moment, wasn't it, from EastEnders?
Get out of my pub, yeah. But, you know, but you can see the anger on the side of business owners that they want... They're in trouble, you know? A lot of people are in trouble. They need to get the business open, and this is the kind of thing that would help that, wouldn't it? You know.
Yeah, and I mean, let's be clear about it. If everybody is allowed a free lateral flow test each, you know, two times each week, that'll give them. If they haven't got a COVID passport, that'll give them free remit into all these establishments, because they just say we're not infectious. You know, we can actually go around and have a meal, and we can go and have a coffee with our friends. We can go and have a drink and a beer and whatever it is safely. And you just say, you look at the UK population who could just buy the volume out immediately. Europe, Europe absolutely desperately needs it. And they've got sort of like 5-6 times more people in continental Europe than the UK. So the overseas licensing opportunities, and this is one of the significance, I think it was done at a European site, was because it then gives the manufacturers of lateral flow test, when it comes to royalties and to licensing it out, absolute 100% confidence that they can sell it to their governments, the German government, the French, the Italian, the, you know, basically the Belgium, who are really struggling, the Polish, for instance, who are really struggling, all those sort of stuff. I mean, just give you a different, you know, sort of sense of numbers. I mean, I think they can probably ramp up, you know, volume into the millions very quickly. Mm. I'm just picking a number out of the air, but let's say they can do 10 million tests a month by, I don't know, I mean, hoping they can do it anyway, but, you know, let's say by late summer, so 4 to 5 months' time, yeah? If they could do 10 million tests a month, I'm just getting a number out of the air, but broadly £5 per test. That is potentially £50 million of revenue per month coming to Avacta just in the UK for selling those tests. I don't know what the gross margins will be, but I'll be stunned if they were less than 30%. Royalties overseas and licensing, I mean, you can just pick a number out of the air on that one. It could absolutely be enormous. What royalties? 50p per test? And they wouldn't have to do anything else. They could probably sell 100 million tests a month around the world at 50p a shot, pure profit. I don't know. I'm just picking numbers out of the air. But you can just see why this is important significant, and why the shares have rightly risen 10 to 15%. You know, just this morning on the back of it.
It's big news. And I tell you what is infectious, Paul, is your enthusiasm for it. I like that. we don't know the figures yet. We don't know the contracts, but there's a lot of potential there, of course, if you are the best in class. And we need to open up the economy. So it's going to be quite big.
Let's just have a read across to some of your investments. And I only do one, okay? And just as an example, Escape Hunt. Yeah. This could game change their performance. This could allow people back into those venues. That's why it's important to investors like yourself that this works and gets deployed.
Yeah, yeah. Every business is not open yet, but it's hoping to open on May the 17th. You know, this is potentially, you know, would guarantee that, you know. Yeah. It's big for all the economy.
Great.
Marvellous. Paul, thanks for that, fella. And we'll speak soon, fella. Bye-bye.
Bye. The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.